It just feels like you can't go and do shit anymore without worrying about somebody shooting the place up. In Kansas City, we just recently saw the Kansas City Chiefs and their Super Bowl parade, victory parade, coming home. And of course, someone had to go and shoot it up because that's the world that we live in today.
I just saw it. A news alert come across my computer just as you started talking, mm-hmm. and it said it stemmed from a dispute.
Okay. So you go to a place with massive amount of people with a weapon to end your dispute and shoot a bunch of kids?
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's not a dispute. That's fucking horrible human beings. Police Chief Stacey Graves disclosed the incident, which occurred outside of Union Station, appeared to have stemmed from a dispute among several individuals. By the way, Union Station, if you don't know, inside has a massive children's museum.
Oh, God.
It was just there a couple months ago. And it's really cool. And Union Station's a really neat spot in Kansas City. Definitely worth checking out if you're in Kansas City. There's restaurants. There's shopping. There's this awesome children's museum. And yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, we were just there. According to Graves, the toll of the shooting as of our recording right now stands at 22 injured individuals ranging from 8 to 47 years old, with half of them under the age of 16. Tragically, a mother of two lost her life in the chaos, despite the presence of over 800 police officers in the surrounding area.
800.
800.
Good guys with guns.
Yep. And it took some bystanders to actually take the guy down.
Yep.
Including atop nearby structures. The shooting still occurred. Mayor Quentin Lucas, who was present at the celebration with his family, expressed dismay over the incident, highlighting the ongoing threat of mass shooting across the nation. Eyewitnesses recounted moments of confusion and terror as gunshots shattered the festive atmosphere. Gene Hamilton, a witness from Wichita, Kansas, expressed his disbelief that the upbeat rally music continued amongst the chaos while others scrambled for safety. A witness from Overland Park, Kansas, described the initial disbelief and subsequent confusion among the crowd as the shots rang out, leaving many unsure of what had transpired there. The incident marks another dark chapter in sports celebrations tainted by gun violence across the U.S. Social media footage captured the panic and horror that ensued as police rushed to secure the area and the attendees fled for cover and bystanders jumped the guy. One hero emerged from the chaos. Tyler Filter of Wichita recounted how he and another individual restrained the suspect until police arrived. Filter's reactions and actions potentially prevented further harm, demonstrating the bravery and resilience of the community in the face of adversity. I think if I was Tyler Filter from Wichita, I probably would have used the suspect's gun on them.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have had the restraint, honestly, of just restraining him. I think I probably would have been like, you know what? You're going out now too, fucker. And, you know, go ahead, drag me through court and do whatever the fuck you're going to do. But I'm doing society a favor.
Mm-hmm.
The victim of the shooting was identified as Lisa Lopez Galvin, also known as Lisa G. She was a local radio DJ in the Latino community. Friends remembered her as an extroverted and selfless individual who would always put others before herself. Kansas City has grappled with gun violence for a while, and despite efforts to enhance security measures, such as the deployment of additional law enforcement personnel, incidents like these continue to occur. Mayor Lucas reiterated the need for stricter gun control measures to prevent such tragedies from occurring. Okay,
blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah.
I'm in such a mood today, so I'm going to apologize in advance if I come across as really cold and all of the things that are going to occur as soon as I say what I'm about to say. So fucking over this, fuck your thoughts. Fuck your prayers. Mm-hmm. They're not working.
Yeah.
The only way that we're going to deal with this in our society is to figure out how to survive an active shooter situation. Because guess what? Somebody listening to this podcast right now in the next probably 4 weeks is going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Because that's the way it is in America. Yep. Not so much in other countries, but that's the way it is here. So I'm so tired of it. we need to change our mindset, because it's not going to change. If it wasn't going to change after Sandy Hook,
nothing will change.
Parkland, Uvalde, Columbine. If it wasn't going to change after any of those, there was a mass shooting at a church over the weekend. It was one of the mega churches. It's not going to fucking change. It's just not.
You're not praying hard enough, Stacey, and your thoughts aren't strong enough. That's really what it comes down to. You need to do it stronger. You need to really lift up those voices higher, and then the spirit will come in and stop the shooters. Because that's worked really well, hasn't it? That's been really effective.
Yeah, I thought I heard it was God's plan.
Yeah.
Not the God I pray to.
I know. It's like everything happens. No, it doesn't. Like, you know, and this whole thoughts and prayers bullshit. It's like, well, you know, prayers, like, you know what? If we're going to go down that road, it's like he also gave you a fucking brain. So how about we start using that and stop just like going, oh, I hope, why don't you do something about it, God? How about we do something about it and actually make some fucking meaningful changes in our society rather than just thoughts and prayers and let's all, it's like, fucking do something, people. Like, if God's there looking at you, he's going, what the fuck is wrong with you? You have voices, you have fucking things you can do to take action, and you don't do it. Why do you think I'm going to fucking magically intervene or like send fucking lightning down and kill these people? Like, I'm not. That's not how that works. Do something, morons.
We have the ability
I'm speaking
to do
for
something.
God.
We're choosing not to because money is involved. There's a shit ton of money behind guns. And I'm a gun owner. I've got 7 guns in my house. They're locked up. Well, one of them's not locked up. I should probably do something about that. But I'm a gun owner. Mm-hmm. I have a concealed carry permit. I love my guns, but I'm also not afraid that the government's going to come and take them. I don't have the guns that are doing these active shooter attacks.
Exactly.
I'm not the target. I'm not the one that needs the issue. You can tell I'm so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So pissed. I'm tired of the fact that we have to think about this and talk about this and have the same conversations over and over and over again.
Oh yeah.
When's it going to be enough? Going to be enough kids being slaughtered in a school that we go, oh, okay, there's the line. There is no line. There's no line anymore.
No, I don't know.
Nobody
what
it cares.
I don't know what it would take. I mean, there's some things that come to mind of maybe that would make it work, but I'm not even going to say it on the air because somebody would be like, oh, you're making a threat. I'm not.
Right.
I'm just like, probably if this happened and it made that much of an impact on the people that are making our laws directly.
Maybe.
But
wait a minute.
Maybe.
Wasn't there somebody shot at a softball game?
Yes, there was.
Steve Scalise?
Yes.
That wasn't enough.
No.
Reagan was shot by somebody. That wasn't enough.
No. Well, I mean,
it's not enough.
No. I mean, that's my only thought is like if something massive happened there, not that I would want that, not that I would hope for that or pray for nothing. God, no. But I don't know what else it would take to get through these people's fucking heads. This is a problem and something needs to be fixed here. I mean, everyone clearly knows it. Nobody wants to lose their seats. No, and their constituency is typically a bunch of fucking morons. And it's nothing's going to change. And people are so misguided in their thoughts and their ways. They're going to come take my guns. Nobody's going to take your fucking guns. We can't take care of our fucking children that are being abused left and right in people's homes. They're not going to take your guns. We can't even manage taking care of fucking human beings. So don't worry about that shit happening. It's just, let's put some safeguards in place. Let's put some more fucking roadblocks in place. So it's not so easy to get these things. And is it going to stop everything? No, it's not. It's not. But you know, there's a reason if you go 80 miles an hour over a speed bump in the abandoned Kmart parking lot, you might damage your car and it might slow you down. We need more of those because we're far beyond putting a hard stop on any of this. But if we can put a bunch of fucking speed bumps everywhere we go that are realistic, they're not infringing on anybody's rights, maybe we'll have a few less dead kids. I don't know. Just a thought, but, you know, what do I know?
I don't think, I mean, we've had, how many dead kids have we had? Little babies, you know, kindergartners, first and second graders, nobody cares.
I know.
It wasn't my kid. Well, you know, at some point when it becomes their kid, will it be enough? I don't know.
I don't know.
And that's not a threat. That's not anything. But I'm just saying, and you were kind of saying it too, when is it going to be enough? When is it going to strike one of the lawmakers where they go, we got to do something about it? Because the general public is afraid and dealing with it. But maybe they are so protected that it doesn't occur to them that it could happen to them.
I don't know. To me, it's another fucking event. It's like, so I don't go to these things. I don't want to. It's so weird. Like, I don't even like thinking about it. It's like, I shouldn't be not wanting to take my child to a Christmas parade or something like that for fear of them dying or getting shot or run over or whatever fucking crazy shit people are going to do.
There was a 4th of July parade in Madison, Wisconsin that I was supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. There was a shooting there. I've had two brushes with mass shootings now.
Yeah. Well, there was the one, the last time I was in Wisconsin, which was a couple of years ago, is when I saw you. There was the shooting in, was it Germantown or it was near Milwaukee? It was during a Thanksgiving parade or Christmas parade. It was at Thanksgiving time. And that was a fucking, I mean, it's like, these are just, I've walked around downtown Germantown. It's just a little village type, nice place. You don't like shit. Like, what the fuck? Why can we not get our shit together enough to do anything about this? I don't know.
We're too busy in our partisan pissing matches to come together and go, all right, let's put this shit aside. Dems and Republicans, we don't like each other, but we've got a problem in this country, a country that we both love. Let's fucking fix it. But no, neither side will put their issues aside and tackle this issue.
The reality is, I don't think most people are Democratic or Republican anymore, because I frankly think both sides are out of their fucking minds. Mm-hmm. I think it's so extreme. I think most people are honestly kind of in the middle and have some opinions that fall there and some fall here, but yet we're represented in this fucked up way that it makes everything so crazily polarizing, and people are too stupid to educate themselves on anything. So we just end up going with, well, this, you know, we educate ourselves through TikTok and conspiracies and like, well, I heard this. I'm like, Jesus.
But most people want something to be done about gun violence.
Yeah.
And the issue is we're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what the masses of people want. We do want some safeguards. We want those red flag laws. We want some things done, mm-hmm. and they're not doing it because they're afraid of pissing off the NRA.
Exactly. When can the NRA just be considered like a terrorist organization? Because I think we're pretty much there.
Listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.